Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Wretched Wisdom. I am your host, Cindy Harris, and I'd like to thank you once again for joining me. Today, I'm actually going to go back to the topic of talking about the principles of yin-yang and in reference to how a woman can really tap into her true power. Now, I'm going to ask for your patience because this is a topic that I have been studying and thinking about for years. And it is really on my heart to speak about it because, once again, as I talk in reference to men and women in our relationships, especially our love relationships, oh my gosh, they're such a mess. And it's so unfortunate because we really were designed and created to work together in harmony. You know, to be in relationships where we can truly, truly flourish and thrive and, you know, be a complementary team where we can really manifest great things in our lives, independent as well as, you know, in the company of our beloved. Now, here's one of the things I mentioned. I talk about nature. Nature understands the importance of masculine and feminine. Now, think about this for a second. It is impossible for the feminine, which is yin, to create anything of any type of lasting success without the masculine, yang, and vice versa. Yang, masculine energy, cannot create lasting success without us. Look at the dynamics of humanity. You know, when we were going through this whole patriarch system and, you know, male chauvinism and all this other, you know, madness that's been going on for years and years, feminism came in as a way to, you know, I guess initially it was supposed to be something that made women feel good about themselves. And you guys already know, I don't like feminism. I really, really don't. Because I feel that instead of it being something helpful and beneficial to us, it has absolutely tore us apart. It's been no better than male chauvinism. No better. Because what happened is instead of us learning how to reclaim our power as women and to be at peace with being women, we've taken on so many qualities of the men. We become so masculine in how we achieve our goals. We become so masculine in how we view life. You know, we want everything right now. We're out there hustling and struggling and we're boss babes and we're boss chicks and we're this, we're that. We're independent women. We don't need anybody. Okay, I understand that, you know, we are strong. We are incredible. We are mighty, most definitely. And like I said, I'm of the generation where we came out of the gates, you know, running and prepared to take on the world and slay everything in between here and Timbuktu. I get it. I'm of that generation. But as I've gotten older, and even when I was younger, I still don't understand this need to just totally, totally just do away with men. I've never understood the need to do away with men. Men are amazing. They're phenomenal. They're great. And they really do love us. And we are allowed to love them. But what I've noticed when I hear about the independent woman stance is if you're in a group of women and one wants to be in a relationship, have you heard the conversations we have with each other? We're not very nice to each other sometimes. You know, someone decides she wants to go at home, come back, and pull back and become a stay-at-home mom. A stay-at-home mom works her behind off. Please understand, that's just a different expression of being a woman. You know, we are allowed to do different things. We don't have to follow the protocols of predecessors who decide what we should or shouldn't do with our lives. As a woman, we are creators, but we are also co-creators with masculine, with men. Now, the one thing I notice is the harder that we women, we fight to prove ourselves, you know, in this so-called man's world, the more we alienate ourselves from the very blessings that we're seeking. Think about it. What used to be so easy for women to manifest, because think about this, because I call this show the Wretched Wisdom. Back in the day, and I'm sure it exists still someplace in indigenous cultures, every month, women, because you know this, any of you who have actually lived with female roommates, you know that when we all live together, our menstrual cycles sync up. And we menstruate at the same time. I learned this when I was in college. And that was interesting, to put it mildly. 14 girls. Woo! It was very interesting. But it's just a common practice. We sync up and we menstruate at the same time. And back in the day, the red tent was all about, or the lodges, was a place where the women would put down their work, go to the lodges or the tents, and they would actually be together to bond, to laugh, to talk, to care for each other, and to be able to receive that wisdom that comes when women come together collectively, as well as the individual wisdom that shows up. There's a reason why we have wombs. There's a reason why we have that internal space inside of us. You know, I talk about this quite often. Women, we are the bridge between spirit world and the physical world. We are that bridge. And it's very important to understand that within that space is mondo ability to create. But we don't have to do it by pushing and striving. Men are designed to push and strive. That's why their genitalia is outside their bodies. So it doesn't heat up and, you know, get overheated when they're out there pushing and striving and doing the things that they do. You know, being strong and being aggressive and being whatever, you know, all the great things that men are. There's a reason for that. That's why they're built the way they're built. They actually can, everything cools itself off. When we get all heated up, and I remember this, my doctor, when I was pregnant with my oldest son, I was 20 years old, and I was still studying ballet. I was still dancing because I've been dancing for years. And I'd ask him if I could still continue my studies because I was actually studying. He's still taking classes in college. And he's like, sure. He goes, you're fine. He goes, just make sure until you get to your third month you don't do anything that's going to, you know, strain your abdomen, your abdominal muscles. He goes, you want to avoid that till after your third month. He goes, then you can go back to doing whatever. He goes, but also be careful to not become overheated. He goes, the last thing you want to do is overheat. Because what happens is, he goes, that it's going to affect the baby. Now, this doctor, I mean, he wasn't being a male chauvinist. He wasn't being obnoxious to me. He was simply saying something that's actually a very, very clear and logical, you know, information he was sharing with me. Because I'm created internally. The baby is inside my body. So obviously, if my body temperature is going up, that poor little baby in there, its body temperature is going up as well. And if my heartbeat's going faster, that baby's heartbeat, you know, it's already going super fast to begin with. But that blood pumping through, it's also moving quicker for that baby to be able to handle and to be able to process inside of his little teeny tiny body. So there's so much wisdom that we bypass because we're not taught these things in our Western society of pushing, shoving, and striving. But when you learn how to tap back into the, like I said, the grace of being a woman, then we can reclaim all the great things that we want and we desire. Because we are creators. We are creatress. That's who we are. Now, talking in terms of things that you want, think about this, because I talked about nature. Nature has never questioned the need for masculine and feminine. Everything requires masculine and feminine. Even if, like, they're the frogs and lizards that actually are female gender, even that will switch itself enough or switch something inside of itself to bring about the masculine, to fertilize its egg, and it'll go back to being female again. So everything in nature requires the masculine and the feminine. The goddess does not create without God. Period. So, like I said, so once again, as we're striving to, you know, to try to eliminate the need for men in our lives, we are leaving out a humongous universal truth. And for men that have tried to leave us out of the equation, they have left out a humongous universal truth. You can't get away from facts. We are created. We're created for a reason. And like I said, it is to create balance. It is to bring about harmony. It is to bring about exclusive, exquisite, and amazing blessings to all. You know, if we're talking about, you know, we want to be content, we want to be happy, we want to experience love, we want to experience abundance, we want to experience peace of mind. You know, we want to be honored and respected, cherished and adored. And, you know, and to feel protected and to feel provided for. You know, when a woman says that, you know, people want to shame us. It's like, don't shame me. If I decide I want to put myself in a position of femininity where I allow, you know, my beloved to step up in a space where he is able to be my protector and provider, it doesn't mean I'm going to sit around and do nothing all day and eat bonbons. That just means I'm now in a position where I can actually provide that peace and serenity for him as well, because I'm not out there fighting and doing battle too. I can actually be in that space as the feminine, as that grace and peace, as that space of creation where he can actually pour his energy into me and I can pour it back into him in a way that's going to benefit us both. A lot of wisdom there, like I said, that our society misses because we are just, so, like I said, so gung-ho on just, you know, getting everything done yesterday and, you know, not needing anybody. No, we always need somebody. Success is never achieved without other people. But I want us to learn how to actually exist with men again comfortably and happily. Now, I actually wrote notes today, so I wanted to make sure I didn't miss anything. And, you know, once again, I talk about this, you know, I love the fact that we have this divine feminine movement going on. I love the fact that, you know, we are tapping into that divine feminine wisdom. Like I said, I just need us to carry it over further. You know, like I said, you know, everything is about, you know, strengthening women, men, empowering women. And yes, I get it. Believe me, I'm a woman. I understand it and I appreciate it. But it doesn't mean we leave out the divine masculine. You know, as women, we are the vessels. I mentioned earlier, we are the vessels. And we literally are the very seed of creation. You know, our powers, the magic that we actually have, is internal. And I'm going to say it again, it's not external, and there's a reason for it. And when we ignore this particular truth, think about the health issues that we have, because we're killing ourselves. We are literally killing ourselves. It amazes me the stuff that we have now become just an everyday part of our lives as women that weren't part of it. You know, our culture has taught us how to be warriors. You know, we're pushing, we're fighting, we're shoving, we're pressing forward. You know, we're so aggressive, you know, in pursuing our goals. Once again, there's nothing wrong with focusing and achieving goals, but once again, you want to do it from the space of the feminine. How do we tap back into that? You know, this idea that anything a man can do, we can do better. I heard it. That's one of the mantras that I heard growing up. You know, not so much growing up as a young girl, but as a young woman, that was it. Anything a man can do, I can do better. That's the mantra of the independent woman throughout the years that I've known. And the sad thing is, you know, it's propaganda. I mentioned it in last week's show. It really is propaganda. They have us believing that we don't need to be part of the system, that we can overtake and do better than men. No, because it makes us no better than men, because men thought they could do everything without us, and you see the mess that we have going on in our society. You see the mess going on around the world. It's a partner system. So how are we going to go out there and think we're going to be able to do everything without them? Because we're going to just create the same mess. We're going to just create the same mess, especially when we're doing it out of their energy. We're trying to imitate their energy. Excuse me, when we're trying to imitate their energy. So the propaganda, it has us, and we're fighting this war. And if you think about it, anything that we go up against, anytime we have a war on something, be it a war on poverty, a war on drugs, a war on some disease, a war on whatever, have you ever noticed that it just gets worse? It doesn't get any better. It doesn't improve. It gets worse and worse. We pour more money, more time, more energy, more effort into it, and it just gets worse. There's a saying, and I think it's a quote out of the Bible. I'm going to be paraphrasing it. But what you bless blesses you. What you curse curses you. So think about it. What you bless blesses you. What you curse curses you. So in other words, anything you feed energy into is going to become bigger and expand and expand and expand. So if you're going to do that because that's just how it works, wouldn't you rather be putting your energy into something that actually is beneficial? Because if you think about this, we aren't winning. You know, with the attitude of not needing anybody, you know, we are literally dying this slow death. Think about this. Heart disease. I remember when I was growing up, heart disease was the number one killer of men. It is because of the stress and the strain and the pushing and the aggressive nature of who they are. When they have no way to relax and be at peace. You know, so if home wasn't peaceful, they had no way to escape. So heart disease was the number one killer of men. Do you know that it is now the number one killer of women as well? Not cancer. No, it's not cancer. Heart disease. We have got ourselves so worked up that now not only are we imitating men's behavior, especially their bad behavior, or behavior that's just they're more, you know, built to withstand than we are, we're now imitating their physical illnesses. Heart disease is the number one killer of women. Heart disease is basically a broken heart. It's a broken heart. Why do we want to imitate that? Why do we want to imitate this? Diabetes. So prevalent in our society right now, especially type 2. And type 2 basically is controlled by weight. I used to work in the weight loss industry. I was there for years. And type 2 diabetes, unless something has changed since I was in the industry, was weight-based. You lost the weight, the diabetes was under control, and you came off your medication. But diabetes is essentially a loss of the sweetness in your life. Your life is no longer sweet. It's bitter. It's unkind. It's unhappy. That's a lack of peace. Fertility issues. This is when we really, that's how disconnected we have become with our bodies, with our uterus, with our fallopian tubes, with our ovaries, with our vaginas. We are so disconnected. All these yeast infections and polyps and cysts and just stuff that's going haywire inside of our wombs and our vaginas. My gosh, we're not supposed to be sick like that. So once again, when we disconnect from such an important source of who we are, it becomes a problem. And it's become such an issue because we were taught, I don't know about you, yes I do, because you guys are in the same generation, grew up in the same area, in the same country that's as me. We were taught that to be a woman was a disgrace. We were taught to be a woman is second class. We were taught that to be anything other than a man is less than, which once again is untrue. And it only remains a truth in our lives if we allow it to be. Now, I was fortunate enough that I never grew up thinking that I was less than. I've never, ever believed that I was less than anything because I'm a woman. I never could figure out that logic. And I didn't live my life according to that. I always was capable of doing whatever I wanted to do. And I would do it. I mean, when I finally got into the world of sales, I was selling door-to-door Kirby vacuum cleaners. You want to talk about a male-dominated industry? Door-to-door sales, that is straight hardcore commission sales. That is a man's world for sure. And I'm in there doing my thing. And was not welcome there. Not at all. I had a couple of guys who were fine, but the other guys were looking at me like I was just the most awful thing on the planet to have the audacity to be standing working in that space when some man could be doing that job instead of me. Didn't bother me. I'm like, whatever. I'm going to do what I want to do. But so I'm saying, so people look sometimes say to me, Cindy, you don't understand. So, yes, I do. I'm a single mom. I raised three sons. I understand what it means and it feels like to be out there pushing, struggling, striving, you know, aggressively pursuing goals. I get it. But I've learned something. It made me very sick because I wound up dealing with fibroid tumors. I wound up dealing with fibromyalgia. My nervous system went totally off track, and that was one of the most miserable experiences of my life. It wasn't until I learned how to really tap back into my peace, learned how to really get back in touch with my femininity from the point of view as a woman, that my body began to heal. That's why I do these shows. That's why I talk about this stuff. I realize that sometimes the messages that I have are not popular, and I guess I'll tell you guys again, I don't care. And I mean that in a way that minus arrogance, it's just simply a case of sometimes we just need to speak the truth. Sometimes we need to speak the things that we don't want to hear because we need to become aware so that we can do better and be better for ourselves. I only want to share information with you guys that's going to help you heal, to help you feel better, to help you be confident, and to know how amazing you are. Oh my gosh, ladies, come on. You're phenomenal. You are so beautiful and so creative and so, oh my gosh, we need you. We need more women that are taking up that, you know, the back into that feminine space. We need you. You know, I listen to men talking about women. I think I said it last week. You know, they're just as disgusted as us as we are with them. And I have to use the word disgust because that's if you can see their facial expression, they're explaining stuff to me, they're disgusted because they're like, I don't get it. It's like she wants me to be this way. When I do this, I get beat down for it. If I don't do that, I get beat down. They feel like they can't win with us. They feel they can't win because here's what happened is because we've been so busy trying to act like them and trying to take over their space, they feel like they have no place to be. How can they come to you and be a partner with you if you're telling them that you don't need them? A man's not going to stay if he keeps being told that he's not needed. Why would he stay? We wouldn't stay. If someone's looking, well, that's not true. Women, we have an issue. We sometimes think we can change the world and change the person that we're with. Oh, I'll just change him. Mm-hmm. No. That is not even remotely possible. People change and they choose to change. It's not anything that we're going to do actively to make it happen. We may offer insight. They may look at the insight and think, huh, that's a different perspective. Let me give it a try. But it's nothing that we're doing to change somebody. But, yeah, men eventually are going to say, you know what, if you don't need me, I'm going to find somebody who does. Because men need to be needed. It's part of their makeup. It's part of who they are. And it's a beautiful thing about them. It's a beautiful thing about them. I love when a man wants to step in that space of provider, protector. It's what they do, and they do it very well when they're allowed to do it. Once again, I'm not saying I'm not able to take care of myself and provide for myself. Of course I can. Like I said, I raised a family, for crying out loud. I know how to make money. I know how to take care of myself. But I also want to be able to be in that space to care for my man. And I want to do it in a space where I can, like I said, I can step back and relax and not be pushy, not be striving, not be out there in that, you know, that rat race. I want to live in that space of yin and allow him to step into that space of yang and know that he is safe, to understand that I support him. I believe in him. I appreciate him because I know in turn he honors and appreciates and adores me. And I think sometimes people are scared because they're thinking, what if I put out this energy and I do this and then I'm not appreciated or I'm not respected or I'm not honored? Well, that's going to come from you because you've got to honor and appreciate yourself. People treat us the way we treat ourselves. You know, I'm not saying not everybody's a reflection of us, but if you keep getting the same behavior back to back and time to time, it keeps showing up, then it means that something that you're doing is causing the behavior in other people. There's something in your energy field that's bringing this about. So you need to take a time out to step back. That's why I guess I talk so much about creating sacred space and having a place in your home where you actually can sit and be quiet and be at peace and be alone with yourself and be alone in the presence of the divine, so that you can actually take notes and see what needs to be worked on. I do this all the time. You know, I'm constantly learning. I'm constantly making adjustments in who I am as a woman and as a person. I'm far from perfect, but I enjoy being me. I absolutely positively love being who I am because I know I am doing the best I can. So when I'm talking to people or I'm sharing information with people or I'm listening, because people will come to me, you know, for advice. It's a part of my coaching business. Even just random strangers will sit down and start talking to me about stuff. It's so funny. They're like, I tell you things I don't tell anybody. I'm like, yeah, I get that quite a bit. People love to share. They're like, there's just something about your energy. You're just so calm. You're so peaceful, which I do appreciate. It's quite a compliment. But understanding that, I guess, as women, for us to truly embrace our power and to really, really, really manifest the way that we're supposed to, then we must return to that space where we are appreciating and honoring the feminine inside of us. You know, there is a grace and charm to women, especially if you notice women who are truly feminine. And here's the kicker. You can be extremely successful from the point of view of the feminine, from the point of view of yin. You know, we can just take it, but we tweak it and we do it from the stance that we are most familiar with or becoming more familiar with. Because unfortunately, like in our culture, we're not really great at being women. We're not really great at being very feminine. Yes, we do our hair. Yes, we do our nails. Yes, we smell really pretty. Yes, we look beautiful. But, you know, that's just a costume. It has nothing to do with the personality, the qualities, the traits. And I listen to it because I do, like I mentioned last week about our young women. I watch them. You know, they're struggling because we're not giving them good guidance. And I mentioned to you guys last week, my one son mentioned the fact that by the time his generation is my age, there will be no couples. Because everybody is just, one, they're very selfish. And two, because they don't know how to be anything else. I mean, they don't know how to be part of a partnership. They don't understand how to be part of a couple because so many of them have not seen good examples. Not saying there aren't great couples out there. There are plenty of wonderful couples doing quite well because they're willing, they understand the dynamics of being in a relationship. And that's something that you grow into. You know, I was talking to somebody, and we're talking about relationships. I go, how you get to a 50-year relationship is not that you plan for a 50-year relationship, so to speak. You know, you're thinking, yes, that is my ultimate goal. But what you do is the day-by-day stuff you do. It's the adjustments you make. It's the conversations you have. It's honesty, integrity, respect, honor, love, and allowing yourself for that person to step up and cherish and honor you in return. You know, so many of us, because we've been caught up in that idea of being independent, I don't need anybody, when somebody shows you affection or shows you kindness, it makes you uncomfortable. Now, I guess I'm not making a general statement, I'm just saying, but it makes some people uncomfortable because they're thinking, well, what do you want? Why are you being nice to me? What do you want? Because they're not used to kindness. They're not used to somebody just saying, hey, I'm just paying you a compliment because I think you look beautiful. You know, women, and I've heard this from once again from my sons, you know, they'll pay a young woman a compliment, and she looks, give them the face, and be like, oh, you're just thirsty. What? Why am I thirsty? Why do I have to be desperate? I'm just paying you a compliment. You look pretty, or you look beautiful. That's all. But once again, we've got them so conditioned and so trained that a man only wants one thing. If he's looking at you, paying attention, he only wants one thing, that they can't even be in that space of grace to receive a simple compliment. So, ladies, we've got to do better. Those of us who are actually grown, we've got to do better. Not only for ourselves, but for our young women. They're out there lost. And I want to see them happy. I want to see them at peace. I want to see them. I want to know that my son's generation is going to be able to get into long-term relationships and be happy. I want to know that I can maintain, you know, be in a long-term relationship and be happy. Because I've got a partner who wants to work with me as well. And it's a day-by-day process. It's something that we work on every day, bit by bit. So to be in that true space of a woman, you can understand, like I said, that you must allow yourself to be at peace with being a woman, first and foremost. And there's a book that I'm reading right now. It's called Womb Wisdom, and it's by Padma, and I'm going to totally butcher her first name. Anaya? Okay, whatever. It's called Womb Wisdom. It's a great book. And there's a statement that she makes. Oh, my gosh. And it talks about the womb speaks. And at the very end of this poem, it actually says, I am power beyond measure of source, not force. And I love it because that's a woman. We are power beyond measure of source, meaning divine, God, goddess, not force. So we take off the mantles, we take off the mantra, we take off the armor of all this aggression, of all this yawn energy in excess. Because like I said, because we're all a combination of masculine and feminine, men and women are. But as women, we came in as women for a reason. So we take off that and understand that we are the power beyond measure of source, not force. I love that statement. Source, not force. We don't have to force anything. Learning how to sit and be at peace. I believe in meditation. I love meditation. I pray every day. That's my conversation with God. Meditation is me listening to God. So think about this. If you want to really tap into that true power as a woman, understand that first and foremost, you're never going to create anything of lasting success without the masculine. It's impossible. I mean, even the think about this. Think about this. It stood out in my mind. Same-sex couples, even they will have a designated person who is more masculine and one who's more feminine. All of them. I don't care if they're two men or two women. That's how it functions. Even in relationships where the partners come together the same gender, there's still going to be somebody manifesting as more masculine and one and manifesting as more feminine. That's how important those dynamics are. We can't escape them. It's a fact of life. It's a fact of eternal wisdom. Of universal wisdom. Like I said, the divine knew what they were doing. You know, the fact that we think that we can outsmart God and Goddess, I'm like, okay, yes, you know, they created us, but they're still a step above us. They're still ahead of us in the game. Okay? So, let's be at peace with this concept. Let's get back to understanding and appreciating and loving the masculine and allowing them to love us and honor us. And knowing that, like I said, we cannot really get to understand and enjoy our full potential without them. And they cannot enjoy their full potential without us. It's a team. This is how you learn how to tap into the true power of a woman. It's learning how to be at peace with first being one. And like I said, we're all going to manifest a little differently in the space of femininity. I'm very much a girly girl. You know, I love the jewelry. I'm definitely a creative. I am a creative person. You know, I am in that space, that eclectic space of a creator. I'm a jewelry designer. I'm an author, a published author. You know, I love to sing, dance. I mean, there's so many different things I do that are definitely coming out of the creative side of it. But remember, I can't tap into the masculine because my background is sales. You know, with a corporate sales trainer, I used to teach sales. So I understand how to set those goals and focus and do those different things. So I can tap into the masculine when I need to, most definitely. But I found out that I am happiest and most productive when I'm really truly standing in that space of yin, when I truly am standing and honoring a space of a woman, of my womanhood. And I'm healthier when I'm not fighting with my body. I'm at peace when I am not fighting with the fact that I'm a woman. And I'm not explaining myself to people. I don't owe anybody an explanation about how I think and how I feel about myself as a woman. I, as a woman, have had the privilege to do amazing things and will do more amazing things. I have given birth to 3 beautiful children. That's just one manifestation of the awesomeness of being a woman. So how can you honor and appreciate yourself? How can you take yourself off this fast track that is actually leading to your death and destruction at a far faster pace than it needs to be? How can you tap back into the feminine? If you want to know and have questions, then go. I'm actually going to use my Spiritual Doula website. Go to the spiritualdoula.com website. I will post it back in the notes. Set up a time to speak with me. I would love to talk to you. I would love to find out where your head is and find out what it is you would like to accomplish. Are you looking to expand your life in a way that you're going to receive more love? Are you looking to finally be at peace with your body and be healthy again? Whatever it is, I am here for you. So until we talk next week, once again, this is Cindy Harris here at the Red Tit Wisdom. I love you guys. I truly, truly do love you. And once again, wishing you much love and unlimited joy. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.